This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. This morning, HBR's Kuuwehi Hiraishi joins us to talk about how these challenging times are forcing those in remote areas to reassess their preparedness. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. I got the lovely chance to talk to folks over in Kau, on the southernmost point of the Big Island, to talk about how much they're preparing for it. I'm sure people have heard, but over the weekend, there was a confirmed case of coronavirus in the district. Now, we should say the details are a little light on this recent case from the Department of Health, but we do know, here's what we know, is that in this certain part of Kau, South Point, Discovery Harbor, this is sort of the zip code 96772, the Department of Health had sent out their maps right now that are color-coded saying there is, you know, there could be as little as one, but maybe five cases in this area. And so when I reached out to the Department of Health over on the Big Island, Eric Honda was able to confirm with us that, yes, there was a confirmed case. They don't have the they couldn't release the details on whether it was a visitor or a visitor who had stayed in the area or a resident. And so we are still trying to find out more about this case, but it's something that the Kau Hospital and the folks in Kau have been preparing for months now, waiting for that possible case to come to their community. As we know, Kau is about an hour away from Kona or Hilo, at least an hour-long drive. And so getting supplies there and medical care is very limited in that community. And that's something that Jesse Marks, the executive director of Kau Rural Health Community Association, has really been focusing on since she's been, I want to say, 20 years working on rural health in her community of Kau. She talks a little bit, she knows the place so well, she talks a little bit about some of the challenges for that area.
See, Kau is 921 square miles, and all different kinds of terrain. So that, you know, you have Pahala, Nalehu, Discovery Harbor and Oceans, just to see a few of the different communities. There's approximately 8,948 population. So when you're talking about that, you're talking about the remoteness. There are some places in Ocean View that doesn't have, you know, running water, much less, you know, capabilities of internet connection and such.
And that area just has one hospital, right?
You've got one hospital. As Marilyn Harris, the administrator of that hospital, Kau Hospital, has said, she's got one hospital serving pretty much the size of the island of Oahu.
Wow.
Right? So 921 square miles. It's funny when you talk to Auntie Jessie, as she is known, Jessie Marks, she'll spit out these numbers because, you know, 8,900 population, because she's been talking about it for so long. So she knows these things by heart. But 9,000 populate, nearly 9,000 people in this area, the size of the size of the island of Oahu, is something that's really been a challenge for the hospital, which really doesn't have much. The Kau Hospital's facility has about 21 beds, but most of them, 17 currently, are being used for long-term care patients. So when they heard about coronavirus, that was sort of the first move that they made, was to isolate all their long-term care patients, stop any visitation from family, which was kind of a sad thing for some of the population out there, some of the community. And then they're also screening everyone at the door. You know, anybody comes into the hospital for fever or coronavirus symptoms. And then they're also making sure that any patients who come into the ER, the emergency room, that needs or requires acute care is far away from long-term care patients. And that's really the worry right now for Marilyn Harris, the administrator of the hospital.
And I think, too, when I think of a rural hospital, I think of, like, here on Oahu, Kahuku Hospital, mm-hmm. or Waihema General, which has that long-term component as well.
Exactly. We have, I believe, 16 rural hospitals across the state, all kind of facing these same challenges. And when you look at how prepared they are in terms of personal protective equipment, for example, or ventilators, the number of ventilators that they have at Kau Hospital right now, one, right? And so when that's become such a, I guess, gold for, you know, responding to a possible outbreak, it's hard to think that that's actually the case in these hospitals.
Yeah, I heard that maybe Lanai may only have one as well.
Exactly. They aren't meant, these hospitals are not prepared for, massive care. And so Marilyn Harris, the hospital's administrator, says they have plans to ramp up operations should an outbreak hit Kau, but it's not quite what you'd think.
If God forbid that we actually did have a COVID case in the facility, depending on the situation at Hilo, then we would transfer them Hilo. If it turned out that it was that Hilo, if there is a tremendous surge and for some reason Hilo is unable to take more patients, we are prepared to take care of those patients here. Oh. We've planned for a surge if we had to, that we actually could set up additional beds if that should happen. Of course, we're praying that that doesn't, but we are prepared.
So the plan is to transport any COVID patient, 19 patients, to Hilo Medical Center, which is, like I said earlier, an hour-long drive. The plan B is to keep them in Kau, which has frustrated some, including Marks, who we heard from earlier. But this whole process of preparing for a pandemic has really kind of exacerbated some of the vulnerabilities of the remoteness of this community. Here's Harris.
We have a very small medical staff, so we don't have a lot of backup, should one of them get sick. And then the only kind of positive in all that is that with respect to the impact of our location on getting access to needed supplies, we've had to deal with a number of natural disasters over the years, from the volcano to the earthquakes to brush fires. And so in some ways that's a bit of an advantage because we kind of know how to prepare. So that we have what we need.
In fact, a donation of N95 masks came to the hospital from community members who actually received them during that 2018 Kilauea eruption.
Oh, wow. That's right. So generous of them to...
It is, and it's very Kau, and I think what's going to happen next is you're going to see a lot more of support from community members to stay at home, follow the stay-at-home orders, and to keep that social distancing in place.
Right, and Harris has background dealing with SARS, right?
Right. Yes, she did before this. You can kind of hear it in her voice, but she was formerly at the Department of Health in Ontario during the SARS outbreak. And she said massive testing was key, but she hasn't seen that in Kau, and she hopes that's something that can happen.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kuvi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Kuvi Hiraishi telling us how the Big Island community of Kau is preparing for a coronavirus outbreak.